Amen. In the 2 Kings, praise God, amen, we see, praise God, that, amen, praise God, there is a reason and a necessity for the servant of the Lord to have his eyes opened. Can you say amen? Amen. Because, amen, praise God, he has, hallelujah, come to the place that, amen, it looks like he has been and they have been overwhelmed by the enemy. Amen. He's looking to Elisha, his master, and he is saying to his master Elijah, "What shall we do?" Amen, praise God. Because, amen, his visual, amen, praise God, amen, praise God, awareness of the things that he sees in front of his natural eyes, amen, tells him that they are in trouble. Can you say amen?
Amen,
amen, praise God. But the child of God and the people of God are not to, amen, walk by what they see with their natural eye, rather praise God by what they see by their spiritual eye. Can you say amen? And so it is, praise God, that there are times when we need our spiritual eyes to be open. Amen, praise God. Not just looking at things, amen, praise God, from the perspective, amen, praise God, of what it looks like, but rather, praise God, amen, seeing things from the perspective of a God. Amen. And who knows, praise God, that the way God sees it is the way that it really is. You ought to praise him this morning. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, the way God sees it is the way it really is. Amen. And so, praise God, we want to see it how God sees it, because the way he sees it is how it really is. And when we talk about having our eyes open, praise God, it is just about that, praise God. Amen. It is being able, praise God, to be able to be made aware of what is the reality. And amen, praise God, when you get your eyes opened, amen, praise God, and while, amen, it can be, amen, in the context of a metaphor, but when you get your eyes opened, you can see things as, amen, they are. There was the man that the Lord prayed for, praise God, amen, and laid hands on him, praise God, that he might, amen, praise God, receive sight. And amen, praise God, when he had prayed for him, he was asked, amen, what do you see? Can you say amen? And his answer was, I see men, but I see men as trees walking. Can we say amen? And so, praise God, he needed a little more prayer. And amen, praise God. And so the Lord prayed for him again. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, thank God, he's willing to pray for us over and over and over again. Because, amen, praise God, sometimes it takes us a minute to see, amen, things the way they really are. Can we say amen? And so, praise God, the Lord prayed for that individual again, praise God, and again, hallelujah, he was asked, hallelujah, by God, what do you see? How do you see now? And then he said, I see men as they are. Amen, praise God. We've got to allow God to, amen, continue to work in our lives until we are able to see, amen, the way God desires for us to see. Amen, praise God. And so it is, praise God, that in the context of the scripture that we are in, the king of Syria was looking for Elijah. Amen. Why? Because Elijah had eyes eyes on him, even without being where he was. And amen, praise God. And the king of Syria, praise God, felt like it had to be somebody in their midst, amen, that was giving secrets out to the king of Israel. Because wherever he encamped, amen, praise God, amen, the enemy, his enemy, Israel, seemed to know about it. Amen, praise God. And the king of Syria could not figure out how in the world does the king of Israel know where my encampment is. Amen, I want to set up an ambush. I want to attack my enemy Israel. I want to come upon them suddenly when they are not expecting it. I want to come upon them unawares. But every time I set up, amen, Israel knows exactly where I am. And I want to know which one of y'all are traitors. Who are you, amen, that are helping the enemy? Amen, praise God. But among those that were the Syrians, there was one that spoke to the king and told the king, "None of us, king, we're all loyal to you." Amen, none of us are working for the king of Israel. Amen, we are faithful Syrians. Amen, but it's that Elijah, Lord have mercy, it's that man of God, it's that prophet in Israel, that amen, that even what you say in your bedroom, hallelujah, he's able, amen, to know it and to see it. Amen, can you say amen? And because Elijah was in touch with God, he was able to tell the king of Israel to beware. And the king of Israel, praise God, saved himself out of trouble, not once, amen, but several times, because, amen, God had communicated, amen, praise God, through the prophet, amen, praise God, to beware of the trap of the enemy. Somebody ought to praise him today. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, thank God that he will warn us of the trap of the enemy, because the enemy still uses the same kind of tactics. He wants to, amen, attack us when we are unaware. Amen. He wants to come against us when we are not suspecting that he will. But amen, praise God. But we are to be warned, amen, praise God, that we as a people of God can be ready for the attack of the enemy when we know how to put God in the place that he belongs. When we lift him up, when we give him glory, when we magnify his name, when God dwells among the praises of his people, he can make us aware of the attack of the enemy. Can you say amen? And so, praise God, the enemy was mad, amen. The Syrians were mad. We don't stop. Hallelujah. Amen. This Elijah, amen, praise God, find out where he is. And they, praise God, found out that he was in Dothan. And so, praise God, amen, the king of Syria sent a host. That means a multitude of people, amen, to come and to surround, amen, the city of Dothan. And they surrounded the city. Can you say amen? Amen. Man, they came in the wee hours. Can you say thank you, Jesus? The cover under cover of darkness. That's how the enemy do. He put himself in the place, amen, why you can't see him. But he's getting ready, amen, to come against you. Can you say amen? But amen, hallelujah, praise God, as they surrounded Amen. Dotham. Hallelujah. A multitude of horses and chariots. Praise God. And as the dawn arise, can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. They were able to look out and see, praise God, that they were surrounded by the enemy. A multitude of horses and chariots all around Dotham. Amen. Praise God. And the servant of Elijah, I don't know, hallelujah, praise God, amen, what he was looking at, amen, but he wasn't looking at Elijah, because Elijah wasn't worried, and Elijah, amen, wasn't nervous, and Elijah wasn't upset. Can you say amen? I tell your neighbor, we want to get in the place that even when the enemy has us surrounded, that we are not nervous, and we are not worried, and we are not upset. Can you say amen? Amen. We want to get in a place, amen, that where there is trouble on every side, amen, we still are lifting our hands unto God and giving him the glory and giving him the praise. I ain't got to wait till I have no trouble to magnify him, but I will magnify him when trouble is all around me. Can you praise him when trouble is all around you? Can you still magnify him? But everywhere you look, it don't look good. Lord, I look over there and it don't look good. I look over there and it don't look good. Look that way and look that way. And everywhere I look, it don't look good. Can you say amen? Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. In those kind of circumstances, amen, there began to be a separation of the hearts of people. Can you say amen? Why? Because some folk can see and some folk can't. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, when those kind of troubles surround you, it will become a separation of people. Some can see and some can't. Can you say amen? Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. Some can't see because, amen, they're looking at the wrong thing. Some can't see because what they do see does not encourage them. It causes them, hallelujah, to be discouraged, frightened, afraid, despondent, and holding down their head. Can you say amen? But how many know no child of God ever has a valid reason to hold your head down? Are you not the redeemed of the Lord? Have not God brought you out of your darkness into this marvelous light? Have you not today a reason right now to give God the praise? You ought to praise him. Praise. Why? Because I know where he brought me from. I know I owe him my everything, because he is my everything. Y'all better praise him this morning. I realize that if it had not been for the Lord, I would be a nobody. Can you say amen? See the reality. Can you say amen? Amen. It's there, but we just don't see it. Can you say amen? And when you don't see the reality, you need your eyes open. Can you say amen? And amen. And the servant of the Lord, can you say amen? The servant of Elijah on the Lord's side was not able to see. Can you say amen? What you're telling me, preacher? I'm telling you, just because you're the servant of the Lord, just because you on the Lord's side, don't mean you can see. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Lord have mercy. But what do we need to do? We need to ask God, open my eyes.
Anybody want to see her? Anybody want to be able to know her? That you can still rejoice in your low valley. I can still praise him in the midst of my storm. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. His eyes were open. Amen. But in a figure, they were closed. Why? Because all he could see, amen, praise God, were the armies of the Syrians. Can you say amen? But tell your neighbor, it was more than one army there. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, it was more than one army there. But all he could see was the army of the Syrians. Can you say amen? He couldn't see beyond, amen, the army, amen, of the Syrians. Amen, praise God. So he looked at Elijah and said, Lord, how shall we do? When you can see, folk that can't see ought not disturb you. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, when you can see, folk that can't see ought not to disturb you. Can you say amen? Just because you can't see it don't mean that I can't see it. Y'all better praise him. Tell your neighbor, just because you don't see it, it don't mean I don't see it. You say amen. Amen. Praise God. You looking at this, that, and the other, and you saying, no way. And I'm looking at Jesus, and all I can see is the way. Can you say amen? Lord have mercy. Anybody looking to the Lord, if you look at him, he's a way when there ain't no way. He's a way if he gotta make a way. He's a way even when it look like ain't no need for a way. He's still a way. You better praise him today. Amen. The prayer for the one that could see was not shaken by the one that could not see. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Elisha said simply in a prayer to God, Lord, open his eyes. Can you say amen? He need to see. Can you say amen? Anytime, praise God. Amen. Your circumstances get you discouraged, you need to pray this simple prayer to God and say, Lord, open my eyes. Can you say amen? When I feel like I can't make the journey, I just need to ask God to open my eyes. When I feel like I'm surrounded by the enemy, I just need to ask God, show me the real. Amen. Open my eyes. And as Elijah had prayed, amen, for the servant, God answered the prayer and answered. Can you say amen? Now, mind you, nothing changed outwardly. Can you say amen? Are y'all hearing me? Amen. Nothing changed. Amen. The only thing changed was in the servant. Amen. What happened to him? He got his eyes open. Can you say amen? Nothing around him changed. Amen. After God had opened his eyes, it was all the same after, amen, he prayed as before he prayed. The only difference was in the servant. Can you say amen? What happened to the servant? He got his eyes open. Can you say amen? And when he got his eyes open, he saw, amen, differently. Tell your neighbor, when you get your eyes open, you will see differently. Y'all better praise him. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, when you get your eyes open, amen, what you thought you saw, amen, ain't gonna be all of it. You gonna find out it's some more to it. His whole attitude changed. Can you say amen? When he got his eyes open, he wasn't defeatist anymore. He didn't have his head hung down. He wasn't afraid anymore. When he got his eyes open, he was encouraged. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, when God open your eyes, you'll be encouraged. You'll praise him because of who he is. You'll praise him for being failure because there is no failure.
Amen.
But his eyes got open. Can you say amen? His whole attitude changed. Can you say amen? Why? Because he's seeing in a different way now. Not just the natural, but God has allowed him, amen, to see, amen, amen, in a context where he was not seeing before. And when he looked, amen, under the anointing of God, and when he was able to see, amen, by the vision of God, he was able to see, amen, that all of the mountains, amen, all around him, there were horses and chariots of fire. Can you say amen? Are y'all here? He thought he was outnumbered, but the reality is that amen, God, for us is more than the world. Y'all better praise him. Amen. And God before us is more than the world against us. Can you say amen? Listen, amen. What God did, amen, is twofold. Amen. Praise God. Because Elijah prayed, and amen, and the Syrian army that came to do battle, they were blinded. Can you say amen? Not natural blindness. Can you say amen? But they were not able to perceive. Amen. Can you say amen? So their eyes were open, but they were blind. So they're in the place now that, amen, Elisha's servant was prior. His eyes was open, but he could not see. But God turned it. Can you say amen? And the whole army that it came from Syria to take Elijah, can you say amen? They were blinded, amen, by the prayer of Elijah. Can you say amen? And they, praise God, did not realize that they were in the place where they were supposed to be. Can you say amen? Surrounding Dothan. Can you say amen? But what God did, amen, was tell, amen, praise God, Elijah to pray, and their eyes were held, and they were blind. And because of their blindness, amen, Elijah was able to lead them all the way into the midst of the camp of, amen, Samaria, amen, where the forces of Israel were. Can you say amen? And so, praise God, amen, they were brought, amen, all the way to where Israel, amen, was encamped, and they were brought in the middle of the camp. I hope you're following me, amen, because what I'm telling you, that God the circumstances where the enemy came to surround the people of God. God brought the enemy into a place where the people of God had surrounded the enemy. Can you say amen? And when he got them there, he told Elijah, amen, pray again. And he did. And their eyes were open, and those that thought they were the ones who would be holding captives found themselves to be held as captive. You ought to tell God, do it again, Lord. Hallelujah. He can turn a circumstance around. He can turn it inside out and upside down. Can you say amen? What is it, Elder? It is this, that there is no wisdom, and there is no knowledge, and there is no counsel against the Lord. What the Lord will do, he will do. And we need to learn just to praise him for who he is. Anybody got a praise? Amen. For our God. Anybody got a praise? you off. Can you say amen? But he brought you out of your darkness. He saved you. He delivered you. And now he has given you authority to walk over the enemy. Anybody feel like they can tread on the enemy? Anybody believe God that you as a redeemer of the Lord are right now more than a conqueror? Do you think you got the Holy Ghost in vain? But do you believe what God said, that after they have received the Holy Ghost, they will receive power? Anybody got power? Y'all better pray in the end. Say amen. What kind of power you got? I got power to walk in the wilderness and be all right, because I know my God is my provider. I got power to stand up against the enemy, knowing that all he can do is hurt my body, but he can't take my life. Y'all better pray to him. I got power, hallelujah, that when my enemy do me wrong, I can still love my enemy. I got power that I ain't got to strap back to get back. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor you ain't got to strike back to get back. Amen. Tell them you ain't got to strike back to get back. Because the God you serve, he is a God that he takes on every challenge. Can you say amen? All I got to do is wait on the Lord. And while I'm waiting, I'm going to be of good courage. Why? Because I know the battle doesn't belong to me. The battle, it is the Lord. Anybody praise him for fighting on your behalf? Anybody praise him for working on your behalf? Anybody praise him because he loves you like nobody else?
Yes,
thank you.
Balaam was called to curse Israel. Can you say amen? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. But God, amen, kept turning Balaam's curse into a blessing. Can you say amen? Every position that Balaam tried to curse Israel from, it didn't make no difference. Wherever he was, God continued to turn it to a blessing. I'm going to curse them from afar off. God, turn it to a blessing. I'm going to get up close on them and curse them. God, turn it to a blessing. I'm going to get in a high place where I can look down and see the whole camp, and I'm going to curse them from there. God, turn it into a blessing. Can you say thank you to him? Every time, amen, praise God, Balaam tried to curse Israel, God turned it into a blessing. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. Amen. It's not until, amen, praise God, Balaam's eyes got open that he stopped. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, until his eyes got open, he kept trying. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, you'll keep wrestling and you'll keep tugging and you'll keep fighting. Can you say amen? Till your eyes get open. But once your eyes get open, you'll be able to rest in the Lord, because you know God is able to do what he said he would do. You won't wear yourself out. Amen. Because if you could have done it, you'd already had it done. Can you say amen? But you yield to God. You say, okay, Lord, you got it. And amen. Don't ask him if he can handle it, because you already know he can. Amen. Give it to him. Let it go. And praise him for it. Come on, give him the Lord. To the place.
Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. When he said, amen, the man whose eyes are open. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. The king, Balak, had got mad because I paid you to curse him. And every time you come in and you blessing him again and again. But Balaam finally got it. Why? When his eyes got open. Somebody say, Lord, open my eyes. Can you say amen? As I ask God, say, Lord, open my eyes. Lord, open my eyes. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. And so, praise God, Balaam realized, amen, praise God, that it wasn't about the money. Can you say amen? He realized that a star would come out of Israel. He realized that a scepter would arise out of Jacob. He realized, amen, that dominion would be given unto him. Tell your neighbor, ain't nothing you can do about what God has planned to do. Can you say amen? Might as well let God have his way and praise him while he's doing what he want to do. Anybody got a praise for God? Tell God, do Lord. Do Lord. Do what you want to do. Do Lord. Do Lord. Do what you want to do. Can you say amen? I'm closing, but in the book of Acts, can you say amen? Hallelujah. God has separated. Amen. Saul, you know, his name had gotten changed to Paul. Can you say amen? He was a chosen vessel unto the Lord, and God had him on a mission. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God don't want you coming in by yourself, but he wants you to tell somebody. Can you say amen? That there is a life in the Lord Jesus Christ. Can you say amen? Why I can't tell nobody about the life in the Lord Jesus Christ? Because I'm all worried about me. Can you say amen? Forget about you. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, give our God the glory. Give our God the praise. Because after you have received power, God say, then shall you be my witness. Can you say amen? Anybody a witness for God? Can you say amen? Anybody a witness for God? Let me remind you before I close that whether or not you think you are, amen, the very fact that God brought you out of darkness, the very fact that he loosed your chains and delivered your mind and gave you a turnaround in your life is a witness that God and only God can bring a clean thing out of an unclean. Y'all better praise him. What God has already done in my life, and because I am the redeemed of the Lord, I got a reason to give him the glory for the rising of the sun. About my blessing. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, amen, I got a reason every day. If I am the redeemed of the Lord, I got a reason every day to magnify and to glorify my God. He's been so good. He's been so kind. He's been so merciful. How can I forget what he's done for me in my life? But I have determined in my mind, as a songwriter, amen, encouraged us to run on. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, run on. Can you say amen? Run for your life. Yeah, it means you gotta get up early on a Sunday morning, but run. and you won't always get a pat on the back or a hug. Can you say amen? But run for your life. Tell your neighbor, I believe I will run on. You gotta make the decision. Can't nobody make it for you. Tell your neighbor, I believe I will run. Amen. When I'm tired, when I'm weary, when I don't feel like it, I'm still gonna run. Can you say amen? Because I know what the Lord has done in my life. And so, amen, Paul was called to preach the word of God to a hard-headed, stiff-necked people that did not want to hear what the Lord had to say. Are y'all hearing me? But amen, he told Paul to preach it. Amen, that you might turn the hearts of people from darkness unto light. Y'all better praise him. He said, pray. Can you say amen? That you might turn them from the power of Satan unto the power of God. He said, pray that you make them aware of their inheritance among the redeemed of the Lord. Anybody know what you got? Because you're the redeemed of the Lord. If you know what you got, your eyes are open. Can you say amen? I'm leaving. But I say, if you know what you got, your eyes are open. And when your eyes are open, it don't matter if nobody tell you, amen, I love you. Can you say amen? You know you are loved by the Lord. Y'all better praise him. When your eyes are open, it don't matter if nobody want to encourage you. It don't matter, because I am encouraged, because I know that the Lord love me. Anybody know the Lord loves you? If you are encouraged, let God know. I am encouraged. I am encouraged. The devil say you can't make it on Friday, but I say yes, I can. Can you say amen? Hello, somebody. The enemy say you can't praise him when you don't feel good, but I say yes, I can. Amen. The enemy say, amen, they made you ashamed. Hold your head down. But I say, amen, what made me glad was the fact that God loved me. Amen. And because he loved me, I'm gonna hold my head up. You better praise him today. Don't let you, amen, the enemy blind you. Don't let your eyes be closed. You got a reason right now to magnify, to glorify, to lift up our God. You got a reason right now, amen, to praise him as never before. You got a reason to make a commitment to the Lord. Lord, I'll be there to worship. I'll be there to praise. I ain't gonna drag it. I'm gonna run it. Lord, I'll be there. I will show up. Amen. To give up my praise. I will show up to magnify your name. But you can't do it if your eyes are not open. Can you say thank you, Jesus? If your eyes are not open, you won't see the whole picture. You only see what the enemy has put in place. Can you say amen? But God wants us to be able to look beyond the apparent. Anybody can see apparent. Can you say thank you, Jesus? As long as you ain't naturally blind, anybody can see apparent. But to be able to see beyond what it looked like, to what God has promised, to be able to see beyond, amen, praise God, the apparent, to the very hand of God, to be able to see that no matter where you are and what battle you're fighting, there is more that is with you. Amen.
Hey, you know, there's more this way. And that is against you. And when you don't feel like that, you ask God to open your eyes. Because you can't see. Can you say amen? When you're getting to the place, amen, praise God, when anger rises up in your bosom, can you say amen? When people make you angry, you can't see. You need your eyes open. Can you say amen? When people get on your last nerve, can you say thank you, Jesus? Take that last nerve to Jesus and say, Lord, they got on my last nerve. I ain't got no more nerve. They done got on my last one. Can you give me a little help? And I guarantee you that God will allow you grace. Because wherever sin abounds,
grace
will abound. Say thank you, Jesus. So don't get stuck. Can you say amen? I'm stuck angry. How in the world you get there? Can you say thank you? Because you're fine. That's how you got there. But you can pray and say, God, open my eyes. Let me see, Lord. And I guarantee you, when God open your eyes, you get a different perspective. When God open your eyes, you ain't going to see through flesh. Because flesh crazy. Can you say amen? Amen. Flesh is crazy. You can't fool with flesh. Can you say, but when you get your eyes open, you can see differently. So all you really need, or one of the things you need most, it ain't all you really need, one of the things you need most is to walk in the light and the counsel of God. And you cannot walk in the light and the counsel of God with your eyes closed.
Amen.
You need your eyes open. So whatever you deal with, whatever you come against, whatever comes against you, amen, not only do you see that part of it, but you see beyond that because your eyes are open.
Amen.
Your prayer should be when your heart is angry, when your mind is troubled, when you are confused, when you lack direction, is to simply ask God, Lord, open my eyes. God bless you. Come on, give him a praise.